All this week, we've been chronicling the plight of oceans in our series, Trashing the High Seas. And so today we want to talk about a new study that confirms what we probably already knew. We come from those oceans. That's really our home. Researchers at the University of Chicago, under the direction of Dr. Neil Shubin, have found a link between the genes for fin rays in fish and the genes responsible for fingers and toes in people like you and me, land animals. Andrew Gerke is co-author of the study and a biologist. He's formerly in the Shubin Lab. He's now at Harvard University. Dr. Gerke, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So how did you figure out that fins and hands kind of all come from the same place?
We sort of look at the genes and networks that build limbs and that build fins and compare them.
And if you can manipulate the genes that build fins and build hands and limbs and sort of find out what happens when those genes go away, you can see some similarities, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So we know a lot about how tetrapod limbs are made. So tetrapod are, you know, mice, birds, anything that has four limbs. We know a lot about how those are made. So the difference here is we don't know a lot about how fish fins are made. So that's sort of the power of this study, is that we can now manipulate those networks in fish and get a really good understanding of how they compare to limbs.
So if you dig down into the genetic code and find out that fins and hands are not so very different after all, what does that mean for us? What does it mean for our understanding of where we come from?
Yeah, I like it because it really speaks to our deep connection to the rest of the animal kingdom. You know, here we have fish fins, which look so fundamentally different than, you know, our hands. You know, they don't have anything that really looks like something like a wrist and digits. But when you dive deeper, like you said, into the genes and the networks, they're deeply conserved among very different animals.
And so do we know 300 million, 400 million years ago, who or what the fish or amphibian or creature was that actually colonized the beach and became our grandparents?
No, we don't. So we can, the best we can do, since, you know, all these species are dead, is we can look at fossils and look at genes and try to make the best approximation that we can. Now we know that wrists and digits likely evolved in the water.
So if you get to the beach and you get in the ocean during this last week of summer, just remember while you're doing it, you can go home again. Andrew Gerke, biologist formerly with the Shubin Lab, who did this study on the genetics of fins and hands, now at Harvard University. Andrew Gerke, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, some of our favorite salty stories of the sea this week have come from you, our listeners, whether you wrote in about swimming with your spirit animal in Hawaii or called to tell us about staving off TB off the coast of Northern Ireland. From Milford, Massachusetts, my tattoo is of Nubble Lighthouse in York Beach, Maine. It's a memorial for my papa. I've been going there my entire life. The ocean means family memories to me. You know, Herman Melville might have described our longing for the sea best in Moby Dick. He wrote, "Were Niagara but a cataract of sand, would you travel 1,000 miles to see it? Why did the poor poet of Tennessee, upon suddenly receiving 2 handfuls of silver, deliberate whether to buy him a coat, which he sadly needed, or invest his money in a pedestrian trip to Rockaway Beach?"
I was born in Massachusetts and was imprinted on the Atlantic surf of the Cape. I was raised on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, enjoying the Mississippi Sound and the exquisite surf of the Gulf of Mexico. I've enjoyed swimming in the waters of the Mediterranean and waded too in the Pacific. I'm nearing 60 and have hopes of visiting the Maldives, Madagascar, South Africa, each part of the Indian Oceans, Japan perhaps, and even Australia. The world is vast and the oceans are the glue that hold all of life in perfect balance. Let's take care of the oceans. Let's take care of the climate. Let's take care of the future.
My name is Stuart, calling from Minneapolis. I'm a photographer who spent many decades by now traveling through very remote regions and all across the oceans of the planet. I was on the bridge of an iceberg in the Antarctic with the captain, and we were dead certain for the longest time we had discovered an unknown island. And it turned out there are very official procedures to report the discovery of new land on this planet.
The obsession and passion of Moby Dick there, as written by Herman Melville, and the passion of you, our listeners, and your love for the ocean.
Bye. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.